They had chicory that they did that. They mix it with it now, some of that Louisiana. Louisiana, let me answer that, Luke. Okay. I don't know whether it bothers that or not. Hello. No, I call you, Drake. I'll call you. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said left. Okay, I'll call you if I'm...
How did you used to drink coffee?
I never drank any coffee until I married. Mm-hmm. They didn't want us to drink coffee.
Did you put anything in it?
No, we drank coffee. Sarah made it. And I just started drinking it. Now I really like coffee, but I use Sanka. Mm-hmm. I don't use that with caffeine in it much.
Do you drink anything in the...
No coffee, no sugar. Cream, not sugar. I drink it black, but...
When people used to drink black coffee, did they have a special name for it?
Nothing that I ever know.
Did you ever hear barefoot coffee?
No. All Irish are black. We always called it Abbott Black. Mm-hmm. Mama had, and we had down at the house, Sarah used to fix it, had a coffee mill. And Mama had, my daddy had a store, and he ordered a pea bear coffee in a great big sack, and it was green. And then she had to put it in the oven and roast it, and then put it in the mill and grind it. And she brought up a menu pan, getting off out there talking to the neighbors or somebody like that, and burned up a menu pan. But you had to, if you bought the pea bear coffee, green, and he made great big sacks, tough sacks you'd call them. Gunny sacks, some of them called them, some called them toe sacks. And you'd parch it, but Mama had a pretty good sized mill, but no, it's people, that's because his mother ran a boarding house, I guess. She had one on the wall, and then she had one you put between your knees, too, and grind. And it had a little drawer in it, and you pull a little drawer out for your ground coffee, and you ground, you, after you parched it, you put it in a can, and you ground it as you needed it. And you put it in a big old pot, you didn't have percolator. And you put it in a pot, and you settled it with egg white. Oh, you could wash the eggshell and drop it in there. Never settle it.
I see.
Drink. And I tell you, they do that on camps today. I've gone out camping with people, and we've done that a lot. And you can put up biscuit and things like that on a tin in front of a fire. And you can, of course, it didn't have aluminum foil then, but you can put aluminum foil between them. The reflection of aluminum foil would brown those biscuits on top. Mm. And a camping outfit.
You mentioned using a cedar bucket for water. I don't think we talked about what you dipped the water out with.
Dipper.
Would you describe that?
They had different kinds. Some of them were enamel. Some of them were tin.
Did you ever?
Some of them had wood handles and other things, but most of them had a metal handle because it'd go down in the water. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would hang the dipper up above the bucket.
You never used a gourd?
Never used a gourd. You know, I didn't use a gourd. I have drunk out of a gourd because I knew a lot of people that did have them that raise the gourds, and I've raised gourds too, different kinds for decorative purposes. I've raised gourds for birds' nests and things like that. And
what did you serve water in at the table?
Glasses. Just like we had glasses.
Glasses?
Yeah.
Even when you were very young, you had